Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's never a bad time to talk about football. Though lest you think our entire show has been about these first two training camps two little old training camps that are underway. That's not the case. We've spent a healthy portion of the show on the Olympics. And if you missed our two guests tonight, I hope you will go back and check out the podcast. All of our interviews are podcasted in separate links, really easy to find on our podcast page. Not only did we talk to Vashti Cunningham in Las Vegas as she goes through the final few days of preparation on domestic soil before she takes off for Tokyo to compete in women's high jump. And as it turns out, her event, the women's high jump, is the last 2 days of the Olympics. And so she's got a long time still to wait and to watch, and is still working out and preparing in Las Vegas where she can be at home around her family. Awesome to connect with her. She's a really impressive young woman. Her second Olympics, her dad, Randall Cunningham, the former Pro Bowl quarterback, will be with her, but no one else from her family. And so this is a big deal for her as a gold medal favorite. And yet she is not only equipped mentally and physically, but also emotionally. You'd be very impressed with her to hear that conversation and to hear her talk about the pressure that she calls the good pressure that's on her shoulders. But all about her faith and her family and her focus as well. And then earlier in the show, live from Tokyo, Jessica Mendoza, former gold and silver medalist in softball for Team USA. You want to talk about an emotional return for her to the Olympic Games. As softball returns as a summer sport, she has an opportunity to cover it for NBC. And she's fresh off watching the first of these games that were taking place 4 hours away from Tokyo, actually. And so we were picking her brain a little bit about Team USA and its perfect start, but also the walk down memory lane. It's so powerful for her because the Olympics didn't include softball the last couple rounds, and she didn't know whether or not her sport would ever return to the games. And she's got a couple of former teammates that are on this current roster, two pitchers that she has great stories about. But to see the countryside in Japan through her eyes and to hear her Olympic reflections, very powerful. And it was great to catch up with Jessica in the afternoon in Tokyo as she was making that commute in a van with the rice paddy fields that were going by outside her window, heading back to the center of the Olympics in Tokyo. So really cool. Check those out on our podcast after hours, amylawrence.com. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. On Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page, we always give you the links to our podcast. Every weekday morning, those are up right away. But if you bookmark the link or the page, well, then you can always find it without having to search through social media. Our phone number, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. And the only reason we're asking you for your far too early, completely ridiculous Super Bowl predictions is that reason. It's far too early and it's completely ridiculous, but it's funny. And it just dawned on me that there is a possibility. And I suppose it was a possibility last year, but you kind of knew out of the gate the Patriots were not a Super Bowl contender with the way things went for them after that first month. It wouldn't be so bad to have Patriots versus Buccaneers, though I like fresh blood and I'm all about some new franchises getting in there and competing and some different storylines. The worst would be having to listen to the Belichick versus Brady narrative for 2 weeks. Producer Dave said he's going to leave the country if it happens. He and I are of the same mindset. Neither one of us wants to deal with that. Again, it's not about the two teams. It's about the storyline that the media will turn this into, and we will hear about it ad nauseum incessantly to the point where I might be ready to check out myself. So yeah, no, please, please, no. I do like the idea, though, of a Cowboys Super Bowl. I need to see that once while I'm working in this business, and it would be such a circus in Los Angeles at SoFi Stadium. Or let's go Browns or Bills. I like the idea of the Falcons, a team that hasn't been there in a while. Let's do that. It's more fun that way. It's more fun to get other teams involved like the Milwaukee Bucks and the Phoenix Suns, who between them have one championship or had one championship prior to last night, and it came 50 years ago, right? I mean, let's do something different here. So you can find us on social media. We'll take your calls completely early, completely baseless, utterly ridiculous and ludicrous Super Bowl predictions in honor of the first two camps getting underway. Steelers, Cowboys. I shouldn't have been surprised at all of the introspection and also the inspection of Ben Roethlisberger's walk-up photo. My gosh, poor guy. He shows up to training camp. There are a couple of photos that are shared of him on social media. Now, stick with me. One, same photo, but one of them cuts him off at, let's say, just above the belt. So one of them is more of a close-up photo, a zoomed-in photo. It's clearly been zoomed in. Someone's cut off the rest of everything around him because I've seen the original photo. Yes, it's the same guy, but perspective is everything. If you're looking at a photo that cuts him off just above the belt, well, then you may not realize how much weight he's lost because that was kind of the response to it, which was, it was a little icky. I get it. He's a professional athlete. His body is part of his career. It's so important for him to take care of himself. And so he puts his physical body out there and he's the one that's committed to the diet and the exercise and this new regimen in the off season to make sure he's more durable and to make sure that he can be what the Steelers need. I get all that. So yes, as a professional athlete, you do put your physical body out there for inspection, but come on. Making jokes about the fact that he's that lean needs to be the word lean needs to be reevaluated or people need to look up the definition of lean. If you check out the full length photo, I think you'll be surprised at how much weight he's lost. Producer Dave, is it just me or did you see it as well? His legs look skinny to me.
He looks like he did a lot of work. He lost a lot of weight. Like I think this is a big transformation because he was getting hefty. Like he was wearing that big beard for a reason. I think he was covering up his three or four chins there. I kid. But no, he put in a lot of hard work. He looks good.
He really does. But if you see the full body photo, it's a little different than seeing the one that's close up. And so if you check it out and if you can find it out there, the full body one. Oh, did you put it on our Twitter?
One. There's a picture of him and another player, but it is pretty much the full body picture.
Gotcha. Okay, so check that out on our show Twitter. Thank you, Dave. After Hours CBS. And you'll recognize that he has absolutely lost a lot of weight. Okay, but that's not, no, that's not the leg one. Where's the leg one?
I'll keep looking.
I'm telling you, the leg one, if you could see his legs, this sounds very weird coming from me as a sports radio host, but the legs tell the story because they look almost skinny. They're like Derek Jeter legs, which I was always amazed at how, I feel like my legs are bigger than Derek Jeter's. Maybe not as long, but definitely had a little more chunk to them. I have muscular legs. Derek Jeter, not so much. And it looks like Ben Roethlisberger is equipped to go out and run a half marathon with the work that he's done. So good for him. I'm excited for him. So check that out. Producer Dave is efforting a full body photo of Ben Roethlisberger. What has this show turned into? Did you find one?
I found it.
Now tell me, look at it and tell me that you don't think his legs tell the story.
No, yeah. No, that's a different person. It almost looks Photoshopped.
It does, doesn't it? Oh, so the opposite of Saquon Barkley. Remember we were talking about how Eli Manning said after a photo of Barkley was released that they should stop Photoshopping Saquon's body on Eli's legs. Ha ha. You're right. This looks like a completely different person.
Yeah, I mean, Saquon's legs don't look real either, but in the opposite direction. Yeah, this looks like an absolutely different human being.
Mm-hmm. If you didn't know that was Ben Roethlisberger, I never would have, because he's got a hat on, so it's mostly covering his face. I wouldn't have pegged that photo as the Steelers quarterback.
That's a good point. If you don't know it's him, you do a double take.
You really do. And his shirt says, and it's set up like an eye chart that you would get at an exam, an eye exam, DIFFERENT in three rows. Different. Just one word, And yet it says so much. So check it out. And then to make the point, look at the two photos together. So producer Dave put him up on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. If you're only looking at the photo from the waist up, you don't realize how much weight he's lost. If you look at it as the full body photo, I'm telling you, you won't even recognize that it's Ben Roethlisberger unless you've been part of his diet and exercise and you've seen him lose the weight along the way. Never would have known. If this was a random photo on Twitter, I never would have guessed that that was Ben Roethlisberger. He no longer looks like a linebacker trapped in a quarterback's body, or a quarterback trapped in a linebacker's body. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. So completely ridiculous, utterly fruitless Super Bowl predictions just because. And because Jerry Jones, he forced us to do this. He talked us into it because he is already looking ahead at the possibility of a Super Bowl.
I'd do anything known to man to get in a Super Bowl.
Anything.
That's a fact. And there's nothing in my mind that can have a higher priority than that.
As it should be when you start out a training camp. And I love the fact that hope springs eternal. And it's a fresh canvas. It's a blank slate. And everyone can have these same Super Bowl aspirations, right?
That's a fact.
That's a fact. Thank you, Jerry. 855-212-4227. Greg is listening in Calgary. Greg, what do you think?
Hey, Amy, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks.
So I was just talking to a couple of the old timers here at lunchtime at the factory, and one of the things we were talking about was Frank Gore, another old timer, and they were also reminiscing about watching the Buffalo Bills lose the Super Bowl five times or whatever they did back in the old days, which I was too young to kind of.
Wait, did you just call the 90s the old days? How old are these old timers? Let me guess. These old timers you work with are in their mid 30s.
No, I'm in my mid-30s, so I mean, I was just starting to get into football. These guys, they're like my dad's age,
okay.
So they were partying back in the 90s, you know?
Yes.
The early Bills Mafia, I'm guessing.
All right, but old, I'm not sure old. I love the 90s. By the way, Greg, the 90s are back. You should just know that. My nieces tell me that all the time. The 90s are cool again, Auntie Amy.
It's true. That's true. And I was thinking Frank Gore I'm really hoping, you know, L.A. signs him. Or I don't know if you've heard anything about where Frank Gore could end up, but I'm hoping someone signs him. And then it's Frank Gore versus the Bills in the Super Bowl. That's my wacky prediction.
So it's not about a team. It's about Gore having the opportunity to be in the Super Bowl and to face the Bills.
And just like old people who used to like the Bills, you know, getting to watch them in the Super Bowl again.
Old people. Please do me a favor, Greg. Don't call them that to their faces.
I'm sorry, I know. hopefully they're listening, but maybe I changed my name so they don't know when I go back in.
I feel like they should make millennial jokes at your expense just because.
Yeah, I'm not quite a millennial. I kind of hope I'm in between the millennial and those guys.
Well, they could call you young and dumb, but yeah, you might want to pretend like you were doing something else during your lunch break.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big bandwagon jumper. I'm a Steelers guy, so I was really enjoying your Roethlisberger talk there, too. So.
Have you seen the photo?
No, I'm going to look it up here. I'm not a big social media guy, but I'm still going to try to find it.
Yeah, just make sure you look at the full length, because I'm telling you, his legs are sticks. He looks like a stick figure with those legs.
Yeah, I can't wait to find a photo and send it to my buddies in the morning and stuff, make the rounds.
There you go. Now, see, Ben Roethlisberger, according to your definition, Greg, is an old guy. He's old.
He is old. He's very old. He's a geriatric quarterback.
All right, Greg. On that note, thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay, thanks a lot, Amy.
Let's talk to Michael, who's in Tucson. Welcome to After Hours, Michael.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yeah, you're fun to listen to, girl. We got about 30 friends that we listen to you. You're one of the most fun persons to listen to about sports.
Thank you,
you
sir.
You stay on sports and you talk sports.
Well, not always. I talk about my grandmother, my dog. Last night, two nights ago, we were talking about favorite condiments. I definitely talk about the fact that my house has sprung a leak and I have to find a contractor. So I don't always. I just want to be accurate. I don't stick to sports because no one human being is ever a one-track mind.
Well, you're pretty one-track, and that's good. Well, I don't like listening to the other guys. We all sit around and listen to you.
Thank you.
You were talking about who's going to make it to the Super Bowl next year. I say, I'm a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, but I say Cleveland, it's their time, and it'll be either Kansas City or Buffalo, one of the two.
Okay, so Kansas City or Buffalo, which would be a rematch of the AFC Championship. And I'm sorry, I missed. Who did you say from the NFC?
I think Cleveland's going to do it this year. It's due for them.
Well, that would be a miracle, actually. It would be history. It would be fun, though. I'd be on board with that. Browns or Bills or Chiefs. I think Patrick Mahomes is good for the NFL as well. I just love the storylines when it's franchises who have been denied or haven't been there in a long time. That's always good stuff.
Yeah, well, us old people like that. We're traditional.
Yeah, that didn't come from me. I just want you to know.
Okay. Cleveland, I will say Kansas City should have won last year. They just didn't have their guard. That's the only reason, Brady. It takes a whole team to win a game.
It does.
It doesn't take just a quarterback.
Of course. Thank you. A man after my own heart. You are right about that. And definitely their offensive line was a mess. They had lost multiple guys. They'd had really moving parts the entire season. And credit Bruce Arians, credit, oh my gosh, don't tell me, the former Jets coach, who's their defensive coordinator? Todd Bowles. Todd Bowles with having a perfect plan that they could execute. And really all the way through the postseason, their defense was phenomenal. But they took advantage of that weakness and that was also a priority in the offseason for the Chiefs. They spent most of their attention and a lot of money on their offensive line.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. But anyhow, I just want to say it was fun listening and talking with you. You're a good girl, and you're fun to listen to.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate your call in Tucson.
Okay, you have a good life.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
We got punked.
No one's ever said that to me as a goodbye. I wasn't prepared. You have a good life. Also, he didn't take me seriously when I said we don't stick to sports around here. Man, most people get mad at me for not talking 150% sports.
Yeah, there was that, but there was also the fact that three AFC teams may end up in the
well,
Super Bowl.
Whatever. I mean, I'm sure in my career there were times where I didn't always know, like, way back, right, before I started covering the NFL on a regular basis. I'm sure there was a time when I had a team in the wrong conference. I mean,
yeah, he doubled down, though, because you asked him, you sure about the Browns? He said, oh, yeah.
After we hung up with the young whippersnapper, Greg, in Calgary, who wanted to know about Frank Gore, this thought popped into my brain, and I don't know if Greg is still listening. I hope he is, but I wanted to mention this. We just told you about Cam Akers and the Rams losing one of their running backs to an Achilles injury before camp even starts. So maybe there's a job for Frank Gore in the Bay Area. Or another veteran running back is Adrian Peterson. So both of those guys potentially could be signed by teams during camp. But the connection, I'm sorry I didn't make it when Greg was still on the phone, but if you're listening, Frank Gore, there could be a spot open for him in Los Angeles. And the fact that he has kept himself in shape, same as Adrian Peterson, it's amazing. I'm in awe of those two guys. It's not just about being late 30s, right? It's about playing one of the most physical positions on the football field. There's no way to avoid getting hit. Like quarterbacks. Let's be honest. Tom Brady never wants to get hit, ever. That's how he's remained viable and competent for so long, as says his number one rule is don't get hit if you can avoid it. These two guys, they go in knowing they're going to get hit. They go in head first, helmet first. And so I would love to see them land with teams. But yes, Frank Gore is an awesome story, and I hope he finds an NFL home for 21. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yes, it's completely ridiculous, but it's still funny to think about Super Bowl predictions in July. So this is our attempt to be all kinds of goofy. Also, SEC Media Days and some of the other football conferences holding their media days. Interesting to hear from Nick Saban about the impact of athletes making money this year. And then Dabo Swinney, not on board with expanding the playoffs. So you hear from those two head coaches. And still ahead, couple of big dramatic moments, walk-offs on the baseball diamond. And we can't forget that we just crowned an NBA champion. I'll explain why you need to hear yet another really impressive moment from the Giannis highlight reel.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Paul to inbound to Booker. Holiday on him. Bucks thought they had a turnover. Booker driving. Sent out of there by Giannis. His fourth block. Holiday picks it up. Off to Giannis. Down the center of the floor. To the rim. He's fouled again. Giannis has to go. 2 seconds. Jump hook. Good! Giannis to 49 points. A jump hook from the dotted line.
I made my free throws tonight. And I'm a freaking champion. I made them and I'm supposed to make them. You know, but I'm joking. Actually, I'm not, but yeah, just believe, man. It can be done.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
For so many reasons, that moment, the blocks from Giannis Antetokounmpo, the 50-point performance to erase a 50-year drought from the Milwaukee Bucks, it's all part of the Save of the Week, sponsored by Credit Karma Money. Open your free FDIC-insured account with no minimum balance, no overdraft fees, and free withdrawals. Go to creditkarma.com. Ted Davis with the calls on the Bucks radio network. And by now, of course, you know, game six. So that's the biggest save that goes to Giannis's credit. They didn't have to play a game seven. They didn't have to go back on the road to Phoenix because he spared them that with an epic performance, an historic performance in game six of the finals. 50 points, 14 rebounds, 5 block shots, and the NBA Finals MVP. What more can you ask of this guy? And then he's dancing. He's on FaceTime on 2 separate phones at the same time with the most gigantic goggles I've ever seen in my life. He's humble. He cares so much about his teammates and his coaches, especially Chris Middleton, and being part of what they've built for the last 8 years. I think he's so good for the NBA. So maybe if I was really going to stretch this out and use some hyperbole, potentially Giannis is saving the NBA from itself. Okay, that's melodramatic. But I do think he's a great story, and I think the unique talent as well as his backstory. He said on Tuesday night, that he started playing basketball just to help his family out of what was a very difficult situation, a difficult living situation, try to make some money so that he could spare his family that. And now here he is, an NBA champion, a 2-time MVP, a Defensive Player of the Year, an NBA Finals MVP. There are very few, in fact, 3 total, who've ever earned the honors that he has. Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah, save of the week and then some. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Not sure if you saw this, but I want to pass it along. We had talked a little bit about the playoff ratings for the NBA, and now that the full picture has been, well, the full numbers have been calculated, and we've got the full picture of the playoffs is what I meant to say. I know, I talk for a living. Bucks Suns Game 6 averaged 12.5 million viewers, which is pretty good for a closeout game if you think about the last 2 years, okay? So 12.5, by far the most watched playoff game of this run. However, comparing it to Warriors-Raptors in 2019, which was the last time we had the playoffs in the summer and the last time that they weren't in a bubble, yada, 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 down 33% from that Game 6 when Toronto won its first ever championship against Golden State. That one was 18.6 million viewers. So again, 12.5 for Bucks Suns Game 6 compared to 18.6 million 2 years ago for Warriors, their final run to the NBA Championship Series, and then the Raptors, of course, who won the title. Now, big picture. See picture. That's what I'm talking about. This year's NBA playoffs, these numbers are stark. It's kind of weird to even say this out loud because the numbers are so far down compared to 2 years ago. So the bubble doesn't really compare. They're up from the bubble. But the NBA playoffs per game, not even 4 million viewers. Now, you think about it, the number of games. Okay, there are a lot of them, 85 games. And they were on a bunch of different platforms. So ABC, ESPN, but then TNT, NBA TV. Not everybody has NBA TV. Some people don't have cable anymore, so they're not watching TNT, yada, yada, yada. You know all the reasons, but not even 4 million viewers per game, regardless of how bad some of the early matchups were, regardless of the number of injuries that took place during this postseason, and there certainly was a loss of star power for a lot of teams. The Lakers, the Clippers, even Trae Young getting hurt. I mean, we could go on and on about the various injuries. But not even 4 million viewers per playoff game, down 18% compared with 2 years ago. Now, they weren't amazing then, but they were closer to 5 million viewers per game. It's not just the NBA. There are other sports who have seen a massive decline in ratings. But, of course, it's a concern to the NBA. Will they see those rebound next year when things get back to normal, quote unquote? All of that talk about being more cautious and separating vaccinated and unvaccinated fans at stadiums, it went out the window so that they could get back as much money as possible during these playoffs. I think Adam Silver and the other commissioners, they're just ready to move forward. They need the revenue. And maybe having fans in the stands will make a difference. But that number jumped off the page at me. Not even 4 million viewers per game for the NBA playoffs this year. We'll see how the NFL fares when it returns. Some of you have talked to me about oversaturation, that crazy wild card weekend. Remember, the ratings were down for that wild card weekend as well, though they did increase the closer we got to the Super Bowl, and Super Bowl always the most watched TV program of the year. The NFL did see a decline in ratings last season, so we'll be watching, waiting to see if those numbers rebound. It's not unique to the NBA, but it's been a steeper decline for the NBA than other sports. 855-212-4227 on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Completely ridiculous, far too early Super Bowl predictions just because.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
One, one, Flores hits a high drive, left field. This one is gone. And the Giants have gone ahead in the ninth inning. His first career hit against Kenley Jansen was a bomb, a two-run homer.
Kimbrel's pitch. Yachty swings and he hits the ball to right field. That's hit well. It's going to get down. It's a ground rule double and a Redbird winner. The ball bounced over the wall. The Cardinals beat the Cubs 3-2 in 10 innings.
Now here's Lamar. Swung on and he's going to win the game. A high fly to deep right. Miller back, away back. The ball lands, I think, in the stands. The game is over. Sanchez scores and the Yankees win it 6-5.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Fireworks, baby! Boom, sis, bah! That's for the guy who got on my Facebook page earlier this week and said, don't forget about the second half of the baseball season. I don't know if he's a get-off-my-lawn guy. He could be a get-off-my-lawn girl, but either way, I just wanted you to remember, that I know that you know, that I know that you know, that I know all about baseball. A few walk-offs, some late-inning dramatics, except John Sterling, what happened to the Yankees win? He got all excited and he told us the Yankees won before we knew it was happening on the Yankees radio network. Oh, he cracks me up sometimes. I've had some personal encounters. That makes it sound weird. I've had some personal interactions with him, and he is a very nice guy, and he is a fixture in Major League Baseball and certainly with the Yankees. He's an iconic voice and has been doing it for a really long time. Yankees with the walk-off for Ryan Lemaire. Also,
Yankees win.
So depressing. Yankees win. And then also, Yadier Molina, love it on the Cardinals radio network. One of the great rivalries in baseball, Cubs and Cardinals. And then in what has been a series that's full of fireworks, back and forth. The night after, it was Will Smith with a pinch hit 3-run home run for the Dodgers against the Giants in a walk-off. This time it's Wilmer Flores with the go-ahead home run for San Francisco. And get this. First team to 60 wins. They've got a 2-game lead on the Dodgers in the NL West by virtue of the 3 fewer losses. But right now, those two teams have more wins than any other team in baseball. It blows me away. Your best 2 records come from the NL West and the Giants and Dodgers. And of course, they are bitter rivals going way back. So Giants still setting the pace, 2 games up, and the first team to 60 wins. They've now played 95 of their 162-game schedule. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. A little bit of baseball on your Thursday morning. Good morning to you. Thanks so much for joining us. We're asking you for your completely ludicrous, far too early, laughable Super Bowl predictions, except that producer Dave and I freaked ourselves out because we realized, and some of you, not all of you, I'd say the popular picks are Cowboys, Bills, or Chiefs, Cowboys, or Chiefs, Rams. There's a lot of Chiefs. There's a lot of Bills. There's a lot of Browns in there as well. A lot of Cowboys, just because it's the Cowboys. I would sign up for that before I get done in this business. But as Dave and I were thinking about the possibilities, oh dear, it dawned on us that we're both going to either have to quit our jobs or leave the country if the Patriots and Buccaneers end up in the Super Bowl against each other. No. Oh, no. Please, no. Not because of the two teams. I can find great storylines everywhere I look because I do not want to hear 2 weeks of Belichick versus Brady. Poke me in the eye. It would be worse than 2 weeks of Brady versus Mahomes. Which, it's far too one-dimensional for a Super Bowl, as we know. But come on. Could you imagine how it would be billed? Who ultimately wins the battle? Was it Belichick that was responsible for all those Super Bowls in New England? Or was it Tom Brady? Like, as though this game would be the ultimate decider of their divorce. Just, no. Negative Ghost Rider. I can't deal. Rashawn is in Baltimore. Welcome to After Hours. What do you think?
I'm going to have to go with my Baltimore Ravens. I think they finally get over the hump and beat Pat Mahomes in the AFC Championship game.
Okay. So, well, they got to win a playoff game first, man, before they get to the AFC Championship.
Oh, well, they beat the Titans last year, you know, so Lamar Jackson did get that first playoff win, mm-hmm. you know, last year. But came up short against the Bills, of course. But that's even here and there. now, in the NFC, I got my Cowboys coming out the NFC, you know. So I think they finally get over that hump and challenge the Buccaneers for that that NFC title.
So you have two teams. You have Cowboys and you have Ravens?
Yep, Cowboys, Ravens. I know my people in Baltimore, Rob Long, and them don't like that, you know, but hey, get over it, man.
Your loyalties?
Well, you know, I was brought up in the Cowboy era. You know, the Ravens didn't come to Baltimore until 1996, and I just kept both of my team, but just couldn't let go.
I don't have any problem with that, Rashawn. You can call any time and be a divided loyalist.
I appreciate that, Amy. No, I hope Rob Long and him listen this morning. Can you hear that, Rob?
He always listens. He sends me texts frequently when I'm doing the final hour of the show. So don't you worry. He's listening.
Okay.
All right, Rashawn. Well, it should be fun. I know we have a ways to go still, but I can talk football anytime.
Okay. All right, Amy. Have a good one.
Thank you. Just for Rashawn and all the other Cowboys fans out there, if you missed it, Jerry Jones, he is locked in. I mean, he's ready to go.
I'd do anything known to man to get in a Super Bowl. That's a fact.
Stop!
And
you won't do it.
There's nothing in my mind that can have a higher priority than that.
I mean, you had me at fact.
That's a fact.
Period. End of sentence. Mic drop right there, baby. The Cowboys starting in Oxnard, California. And if you haven't seen the photos of Big Ben, oh, they were all the rage on Wednesday. Just make sure you see the full-length photo. I'm telling you, it's a different perspective if you see him from head to foot. from top to bottom. Just check out his legs. His legs tell the story. They are skinny, mini little legs. He looks like he's been running marathons or something. Well, something, something for Ben Roethlisberger. So I think he looks great. He looks like the opposite of beefy Bryson. He's done the opposite during his off season. So the commitment to diet and exercise, you can tell it made a huge difference. So check out the photos on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, 855-212-4227. Quick switch to college football because we've got the various media days going on. And there's a lot of talk about what it would be like to have the 12-team playoff as opposed to what it is right now in college football. Mike Leach never disappoints. I'm sure you won't be surprised by his off-the-wall answer.
I think 12 teams is a huge step in the right direction. I personally would like to see 64, and you could format it out pretty easily, you know, but I think it's a huge step in the right direction, and I look forward to it.
Could you imagine? Please, 64. We're going to play college football all the way through April. Oh, my goodness. I'm sure he's joking. I'm sure. That was probably a nod to college basketball, though they're at 68 teams now. Yeah, so Mississippi State coach Mike Leach prefers they draw up a 64-team bracket, which would be about half of the teams in college football. Dabo Swinney, surprisingly, is not in favor of expansion.
I'm not for it, but I wasn't for the 14. I don't ever get it right. But we just kind of keep on keeping on. Our team isn't for it. You know, I met with my team. Our team wasn't for it. They don't want to play more games. And to be honest with you, I don't think it's 12 teams good enough. So you got to play more games just to play more games. And I think the more you expand it, the less important the season becomes.
So he gives a few reasons there. The head coach of Clemson, of course, has got the national championships to his credit recently. So he comes with that equity. Says my players are not for it. They don't want to keep playing game upon game upon game. He thinks it waters down the regular season, which has been a concern as expansion is bandied about. And also he thinks that what ends up happening is if you don't have 12 quality teams, 12 teams that are worthy, whatever that is, or however you judge that. If you don't have 12 teams that should be competing for a championship, you end up playing more games just to play more games. So I understand his point. I would agree with him that on a typical year, you don't usually have 12 teams at the same level, 12 teams who have shown themselves to be worthy of a championship run. Now, if you put a team into a bracket that maybe has three losses and they come up with an upset or another upset, how can you then say they didn't deserve to be there if they prove their worth with a couple of wins and sticking around? So it's a little bit like college basketball, right? The 16 seeds, they don't normally win. The 15 seeds, they don't normally win. But in sports, anything can and will happen. If you give these teams a chance, you give these schools a chance, there's that element of surprise. You usually have time to prepare, but teams that haven't seen each other before, that aren't familiar with one another, different systems, different athletes, you don't know what could happen. So I agree with him. You might water down the championship. However, you don't know that one of those upstart teams can't turn a string of upsets into a title. One more, Nick Saban, and this is about the name, image, and likeness power for athletes in light of his sophomore QB, Bryce Young, nearing $1 million in endorsements before he ever takes a snap.
We anticipated that this was all going to happen. We educated and talked to the players about this, that everybody wasn't going to have the same opportunities. Some people were, some positions and some players, because of the value that they created with their brand, would have more opportunity than others. And that players shouldn't be concerned about that. You developing as a player and creating value for yourself as a player will have much more value in the NFL mm-hmm. if you are able to do that and not get concerned about how somebody else does something or what they're getting versus what you're getting. Does that impact and affect how you play?
That is a great point from Nick Saban because this happens in the NFL. I know this because I have friends who are agents. Very often, athletes will look around at the endorsements that other athletes are getting in their respective sports or even in their same teams at their positions, and they're upset because they don't understand why that athlete has endorsements, but I don't. Agents get fired over the fact that they haven't been signed to endorsement deals where they see teammates or other position players who are getting those same endorsements. So I can imagine there is going to be an element of jealousy, maybe a little competition. Friendly isn't bad, but coach makes a great point. If that becomes your focus and you're worried about the guy next to you, how much money he's making or how much money the other guy's making, it's going to take your focus away from football. And so that can't be why you go to school. It can't be your number one goal as a college football player. Lots of really cute Super Bowl predictions on our Twitter, After Hours CBS, also on our Facebook page. Training camps are underway, as are the Olympics. Check out our podcast for Jessica Mendoza and Vashti Cunningham. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.